USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The wait might be down to 14 hours, but it's still hours long before anyone in line reaches Westminster Hall, where Queen Elizabeth II is lying in state. Knowing that people have been waiting all night and all day at this point, King Charles and Prince William decided to pay a visit to people waiting in line, thanking them for their patience. The new Prince of Wales even joking with some in the crowd. Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a Supreme Court decision removing a hold on a court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email to students that it will immediately take steps to protect its religious freedom. Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it passed recently that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. The new law was challenged by news media organizations and the ACLU. The bill's sponsor said he has not been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups fighting the new law will now ask for it to be permanently blocked. The Justice Department asking a federal appeals court to let it use documents seized at Mar-a-Lago for their investigation into how former President Trump used those records. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department told the 11th Circuit that the documents taken from the South Florida estate includes highly sensitive documents and that denying prosecutors immediate access to them would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. It's asking for a ruling, quote, as soon as practical. A hurricane warning is in effect for Puerto Rico ahead of Fiona's landfall. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's just begun to relocate migrants who crossed the border to Democratic-led areas. This week, the Republican chartered two flights carrying migrants believed to be from Venezuela from Texas to Martha's Vineyard.
Why sanctuary jurisdiction? Well, they give them benefits. They do, and so that's likely what they're going to do. Why are we not doing that? Because we're not a sanctuary state, and we want to make sure that we have people here legally.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a fellow Republican, says the group of migrants was being offered housing and support services at Joint Base Cape Cod, emphasizing that the move was voluntary. Immigration lawyers have been scrutinizing DeSantis' tactic. A former top official in the White House is in recovery.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful and she is now cancer-free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.